Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 247, and today we're going to be talking about planning your holiday budget. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola. So now that we're in the month of November already, I can't believe it, I thought it would be appropriate to do a holiday budgeting episode. So with holiday budgeting, the main thing is you don't want to let the holidays become a source of stress. There were so many years when the holidays would come and I would go out shopping for random things for people on our list. I really had no good method of tracking what I was spending. I didn't really have a budget for those I was buying for. And I had this terrible idea that the more of an expensive gift I could buy for someone, the more they'd realize how important they were to us. And I definitely didn't plan for all of those other non-gift related holiday expenses that come up that we just don't always necessarily remember or think of. And then January would come and we would be completely broke. So it is so important to plan out your holiday budget in advance before you're kind of in the moment, and then you just have all these things to buy and you don't have a plan. And then you basically just see what happens and deal with it in January. So the most important part to planning for your holiday budget is to make sure that you have a realistic budget that includes everything. Because sometimes we set up a holiday budget and we make a list of all the people we need to buy gifts for and how much we want to spend on each person. And then we might just end there. But it's important to consider that there are a lot of other expenses that come up during the holiday season other than the cost of just giving gifts. And if you're having a year that's really challenging financially, or you've just decided that you don't want to spend too much on the holidays, it's still important to go through this process, because thinking through everything that might come up will help you prepare for what you do or don't want to spend money on during this time. You don't want to just kind of get caught up in the moment and not really have already pre-thought out these decisions. It'll help you see if you have enough money to spend on all the things that you want to spend on. When you kind of put it all down on paper, all of the costs that are associated with the holidays above and beyond gifts, it can give you a much better perspective on what you're looking at to spend. And it's much better to know this at the beginning so that you can make adjustments and decisions rather than kind of find out at the end that you spent way more than you thought you were going to spend and now you have to try and make up for that spending. We want the holidays to be fun, not a time of being stressed and going over budget, spending more than we had available to spend. Some of the categories that you might want to include in your holiday budget are gifts, of course. You want to make a complete list of everyone that you purchase gifts for. And don't forget any of like the ancillary type purchases, such as for teachers, maybe dance instructors, sport coaches, work events, anything like that that you need to buy a gift for during the holiday season. Another category is gift giving supplies. So that would include anything like tissue paper, gift wrap, tape, gift bags, gift tags, any of those types of supplies that you need to wrap the gifts. I always like to stock up on those during the holiday clearance sales in the prior year, but I do still usually end up needing to pick up something because either I don't have the right size bag or I need like a gift box or whatever, you know, depending on what the item is. Sometimes I do wind up needing to purchase something. And of course, I do save gift bags also. I have like a bunch of gift bags that I save and reuse, but I always still do wind up needing something. So it's important to have those budgeted for. Another category is for special events. So this would be for anything you might do where there might be like an entrance fee. Like for example, we usually do some type of drive-through light display that has like a flat fee per car. So I budget for that. And then we usually also have, the last couple of years have started going to some like light displays that are at a home, like say it's at someone's home, but they're doing it to raise money for a charity. So like when you go view the light display, you know, you might want to put some money in the charity collection. So I budget for that too. Like I'll estimate that we're probably going to go to one of those. I'm going to put this much money in the bin or, you know, the bucket, collection bucket or whatever. And then I'll usually stop at Wawa and get my kids drinks. Like we get special hot chocolates or whatever. So I'll budget like a little bit for that. Just because like it doesn't seem like a lot, but once you add up all these different things that happen during the holidays, it can add up to a lot. And it's nice to just know that it's budgeted for, even if it's a small amount, because it's not coming out of your regular weekly budget. You know, you know that you already have money set aside for this. So, another category is food and drinks. So, for example, maybe sparkling cider, alcoholic drinks, sodas, anything special for the holiday that you might not normally purchase, those things can really add up. So, you want to think through any like food and drink type purchases that you might make during the holidays. Maybe you make a special meal or a special dessert. A lot of times these cost more than your typical groceries because you might need to buy special ingredients that you wouldn't normally purchase. So just think through any of those. And then another food and drink related type cost too is if you do any special meals. Like for example, when me and my daughters go out Black Friday shopping, we don't really even hardly shop. We mostly just go out for like, it's just like a thing to do. You know, we go out to the stores. We rarely even buy anything. It's more just kind of to be out and about. And it's like Black Friday. It's kind of exciting, whatever. But we go to IHOP for breakfast each year. It's kind of become like a little tradition. So, you know, for three people to go out for breakfast, it's probably like, I don't know, somewhere between like $50 and $60. So I budget for that. Every year I have in the budget the IHOP breakfast for Black Friday because it just makes it one less thing to have to worry about knowing that I've already budgeted for that. So I don't feel like a little bit of stress when we go to sit down for that meal and think, oh no, here's another $50 I wasn't planning on. So yeah, any of those types of things, those are kind of like the major categories. And then I also have kind of just like an other type things that I include in the budget for things such as like holiday cards and the stamps needed to mail them, because stamps can be pretty expensive depending on how many cards you're mailing out. My kids also like to do those advent calendars where you eat like a chocolate, or they have all different kinds, but I always have gotten them the kind with the where you eat like a chocolate each day as you're counting down to Christmas. So anything like that, I budget for those. I budget for gingerbread house kits. My kids are older. My youngest is 16 and my oldest is 20, but they still like to do these types of things. So so we'll usually do like one of those like gingerbread house kits that you buy and you just kind of put it together. But those things all add up. So I budget a little bit for each of those things so that when I go to purchase it, I don't have to worry that I'm going to exceed what I expected to spend. I also budget for day after Christmas shopping because each year I do go out the day after Christmas to look for Christmas clearance items such as wrapping paper, decorations, and whatever else maybe I might find. It's usually like wrapping paper, decorations, cards, things like that. But I do put some money aside for that because I want to make sure that when I go out to buy those things, I'm not worried about where that money is coming from. And then I also do include a budget for New Year's Eve, kind of as part of my overall holiday budget, just because I do find that I wind up going out maybe and buying like appetizers or like hats and blowers or like special drinks and things like that. So I always include a budget for that. And then also I do still have just like, even though I feel like I've kind of covered almost everything, I do still always include some miscellaneous dollars because it seems like something else always comes up. Maybe, I can't even think of what that might be. I'm trying to think of an example. I don't know. Maybe when we're out at an event, they're selling something. I don't know. Maybe they're selling like special food or cookies or something that we want to purchase while we're at something. Like, who knows? I can't think of a good example right now, but I do always leave a small amount of miscellaneous just in case something else comes up that I wasn't expecting, because I want to make this as stress-free as possible, and I want to see the entire picture so that when I add it all up, if I say, oh my gosh, that is way too much money to be spending over the holidays, at least I know beforehand, and then I can go back and see what can be adjusted down. So those are kind of like my big, like all of the, kind of like the major holiday categories that I budget for. And then you want to make sure you stick to your plan, because it can be so easy to get caught up in all of the excitement of the holiday, but it's really important to make sure you stick to the budget that you set. You know, you might wind up seeing some gifts that you think will be great for someone, but they don't fit into your budget. There's always going to be a bigger and better gift. So try not to let that bother you. You know, just try to take your time and find something that's special and also fits within your budget, because it'll make you so much happier knowing that you got a nice gift and you didn't spend more than you needed to or that you had available to spend. Unless you know there's some extra dollars available in your budget, really try not to grab extra stuff that wasn't on your list. If you find something that you really, really want, and it wasn't part of your budget and you feel like you really need to purchase it, maybe for someone else or for yourself, try to take at least a day to think it over. It's the same thing like we do with controlling impulse spending. You want to give yourself some time because you really want to try not to make impulse purchases, and especially during the holidays, because the stores are set up at this time of year to really play on your emotions and to get you to make impulse purchases. So really just take some time, think it over, check your budget, see if you can make it work, and then make the decision. And of course, you want to make sure that you're tracking your expenses against your budget. If you're not tracking your holiday purchases, you will most likely have a really difficult time sticking to your budget. Because I think what happens is a lot of us go out and we'll have like a shopping day. You know, you might have several during the course of the holiday season, or you might do like a few days where you do a lot of online shopping and you have all these different things coming in. And if you don't record them right away, it can kind of get out of control depending on how many people that you purchase for. I have like a lot of nieces and nephews and a lot of family that we get gifts for. So if I don't record the purchases right away, or even for my children, I lose track and I forget who the gift was for and how much it was. And then I'm trying to like remember, what did I purchase at the store? So it makes it much easier is if as soon as you make the purchases, if it's online, then just record it as soon as you made the purchase, like right after you click purchase, go to your spreadsheet or however you track your budget and record it then. And if you were out shopping at stores, as soon as you come home, take your bags, pull out each receipt and record right away while it's still fresh in your memory what it was, because believe me, you will definitely most likely forget. I can't say everyone will, but I think most of us forget if we let too much time pass, and that does not have to be a lot of time before you forget what you purchased. Oh, another thing is as far as tracking, make sure if you're going out shopping to bring either like a printout or an electronic version of your most recently updated holiday budget with you, because it makes it so much easier to remember who you still need to shop for and how much you have available to spend on that person. Because you might forget when you're out shopping, you know, what your budget was for a certain person. And sometimes you even forget that you did pick up something already and you might wind up buying something again for someone that you already purchased for. I know I've done that before. And then just some like other random tips. If you have children, they often ask for things that are expensive, especially as they get older, and it can be really tempting to try and get them everything they ask for. But it's not worth it if it's going to put you over budget and cause you to spend more money that you don't really want or have to put for this purpose. So, depending on your children's ages, if you feel comfortable with actually sharing a budget with them, like what you're budgeting to spend on them, that can be a good idea. I started doing that with my kids a few years ago, and I felt like it really helped with them prioritizing what they wanted because in the past, we kind of just tried to get them everything they asked for, no matter how much it was, and we would spend so much money for them on Christmas, and they would just tear everything open and it would be over in like 5 minutes, and then they just had all this stuff that was mostly garbage. And we spent so much money, and it was just like, why are we doing this? So, by kind of telling them what their budget is, I do leave a little extra cushion so that I can pick up some things that I just see that I think they would really like. But I tell them a budgeted amount, and then they have to really make choices on what they really want the most. And they're not just asking for everything they see that they might want. So I felt like that's been helpful for us. So I don't know. It may or may not work for others, but just wanted to share that tip. Also, don't forget to make notes for next year. Like if you find that there was something that you didn't budget enough for in a certain category, or that you missed budgeting for completely, just make a note in your budget file so that you have it for next year. Maybe make a note how much you spent and how much you want to budget for next year so that you don't forget. I actually have my holiday budget is in a separate file all on its own, and I have a tab for each year, and I have kind of two tabs. One is just like the gifts for the year, and then I have a separate tab that's just kind of like all those other type expenses that we just talked about. So I have a track of what I spent in each category and then what I spent on each person, and I also make a note on what I bought for them, which is really helpful because I can click back a few years and make sure I'm not getting someone like the same exact type of gift every single year, because sometimes you forget and you'll be like, oh, this would be really great for this person, and you don't realize you got them that same type of thing like the last 2 years in a row. So it's just kind of helpful, to be able to see what I purchase people. I'll jot down the sizes of children so that I can get an idea of, well, if they were this size last year, they might be this size, or, I'll usually check with the parents too if I need to. But any like notes like that, you can include on your list too. So I find that it's helpful to have it in one file and then just like add a new tab to the spreadsheet for each year so that you can always go back and reference the prior years. I also definitely suggest starting to shop early, like even all year round if you're able to. By setting your budget at the beginning of the year, you can take advantage of that time you have to always be on the lookout for a great gift. Like maybe you're just out in a town and you're going through like those cute little shops that they have, and maybe you'll see something and think, oh, that would make a great gift for this person. And yeah, maybe it's March and you're not going to need it till December, but if you see it and it's within the amount that you want to spend on that person, why not just get it and put it aside, and then you have that done and you don't have to do all this shopping like right at the end of the year. The only people I don't recommend shopping for super early is children of a certain age and like teens, because a lot of times what they want changes completely as it gets closer to the holidays. I mean, I've had my kids like within weeks before saying they want something different than what I already bought them, and I'm like, well, it's too late at this point. Santa already had the list. So, just kind of when they were younger, of course. But it's like you really want to try and maybe wait on those kids that you think might wind up changing their mind on what they want as it gets closer. And most importantly, just make sure to enjoy the holidays. Don't stress yourself out by buying more than you can afford. You will feel so much better, and you can enjoy your days a lot more when you spend within the dollars that you can afford to spend and not try and overdo it and then make yourself stressed out once the holidays are over. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can also join our private listeners group on Facebook at facebook.com/group/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you're listening. Also, if you could please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really, really helpful to me. I would really appreciate it. That is what helps the audience grow by showing the podcast to more people and seeing what you have commented about. It could, maybe suggest to them to check it out. So that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.